Proclamation number 0964 of 14th of June, 1939. Last Judgment. Divine Justice. You must think of the Last Judgment and try to imagine that God will judge you in all justice and repay you for your actions and thoughts on earth. Divine Justice cannot absolve you, even if it is capable of infinite love, if you only bear the slightest guilt. Every, even the smallest guilt must be followed by atonement wherever Divine Justice is to pronounce its judgment. And thus the Day of Judgment will also be a day of unspeakable remorse and bitterest suffering and dreadfully agonizing for all those who did not make use of their stay on earth in accordance with divine command, for they will never be able to escape the judgment. Anyone who tries to escape responsibility on earth will be inexorably called to account, and there will be no possibility left for him to cover up his deficient state, for all actions and omissions will be openly and clearly recorded in the Book of Life and thus will also have to be answered for. And Divine Justice cannot be lenient where every guilt of sin demands just punishment. And all bad and all good deeds will be weighed against each other, and the scales of the court will tilt to the side of the preponderance, and therefore the sentence will be passed in all justice, and good for him whose bad deeds do not have the preponderance. Good for him whose verdict does not mean, weighed and found wanting. Those who commit themselves to God the Lord on earth will have nothing to fear on Judgment Day, though every step on earth was pleasing to God. They always recognized the Father in him and therefore no longer need to fear the hour of judgment, for in the awareness of a correctly accomplished life there is no room for fear in the heart, and such an earthly child approaches the day of judgment without fear. On the other hand, it is unspeakably sad to see dear, close people having to answer for themselves and not being able to avert their fate for the time being. For Divine Justice demands of every human being that he takes upon himself his punishment and fate in the beyond, and this cannot be handed over to another spiritual being at will, since this does not correspond to the sense of justice and thus cannot ever be approved by the Divine Lord that a being should escape its deserved punishment and that a pure being would then have to go through the state of suffering instead of it. Thus the Day of Judgment will trigger happiness and bliss as well as the most bitter disgrace and suffering, yet eternal justice will not allow any being to suffer undeservedly or to be undeservedly happy. The way of life on earth alone is always decisive as to whether the fate of the judged is bearable or unbearable, and everyone will seriously endeavor to make use of life in such a way that works of love and fulfillment of the commandments will have a particularly strong impact and thus the righteous judgment will not result in horror and despair. For the Heavenly Father is a just judge, and every good deed, but also every omission, will find its rightful retribution in the hereafter. Amen.